during the Chochmat Adam, Klal Min, Ilchot Basar V'Chalav, the laws of meat with milk. K'tiv B'Torah, it says in the Torah, Lo Tevashel G'di B'Chalev Imo. You're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. Gimin Pamim. Three times the Torah repeats the same commandment. Lo Tevashel G'di B'Chalev Imo. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. Three times the Torah says that. Kiblu Chazal. So Chazal had a tradition. Echad, one time the Torah says it, leisur achila, to prohibit eating meat with milk, the goat with the milk. Ve'echad leisur bishul, and one is to tell us it's prohibited to even cook meat with milk. So to make a cheeseburger is a biblical prohibition, even if you're just going to serve it at Burger King. You're not going to eat it, but you're cooking it. You're cooking meat with milk, that's the second prohibition. Ve'echad leisur hana'a, and the third is that it's prohibited to even have any benefit from meat with milk. Be'ot kiblu, and furthermore, Chazal had a tradition. De'af al gav dechtiv gdi. Even though the pasuk says, "Don't cook a goat," lav dafka. It's not only a goat. Elahu adin kol basar be'imat teorah. Any pure animal's meat, asur, is prohibited to cook with milk. Elah shedibel katuv ba'aveh. The pasuk spoke about what was most common in that time. What was most common were goats. But really, it's any kosher animal cooked with milk is prohibited. So if they make a cheeseburger with pork, so you don't have that prohibition, that biblical prohibition. Because the biblical prohibition is a kosher animal with milk. Shekena yadarkam levashek gdaim mechalav. In those times, what people used to do is they'd cook goats with milk. So the Torah spoke about what was common in those times. Votziya katuv isur achila b'lashon bishul. And the reason the Torah said three times, don't cook, and it used the term of cooking, even though it meant to say one of the times you're not allowed to eat it. Why did the Torah word it, don't cook the goat with milk? When we say it says it three times this way, and one of the times is to teach me you're prohibited from eating it. So why did the Torah word it that way, don't cook it, if the Torah meant also don't eat it? Right? V'otziya katuv, and the pasuk expounded, the pasuk said, "Isur achila, the prohibition of eating, b'lashon bishul, using terminology of cooking, lelamed, to teach us, deino asur min haTorah b'achila, ela im ken derech bishul. The biblical prohibition is when it was cooked together. Aval im nivla bo al yedei shenichbash basar b'chalav. But let's say the flavor was absorbed because you put them both together. You put meat and you saturated it in milk." You leave the meat standing in milk. So then it'll absorb the milk flavor. You take sharp cheese and you dip the meat in the sharp cheese. So the sharp flavor of the cheese is going to go into the meat. You take cottage cheese. You take some kind of milk product that the flavor will go over from the milk to the meat. So that's also that's prohibited, but it's not a biblical prohibition. Okay, so the Chochmat Adam said like this. V'otziya katuv isur achila b'lashon bishul, l'lamed eino asur min haTorah b'achila, elah im ken derech bishul. The pasuk worded the prohibition as don't cook it, to tell us that the biblical prohibition is only if it was cooked together. Aval im nivla b'al yedei shenichbash basar b'chalav met le'et. But if the flavor was absorbed because the meat sat in the milk for 24 hours, or shenim lechu yachad, or they were both salted together, mutal min haTorah, then biblically it's prohibited, it's permitted, ela min rabbanan asur, it's prohibited rabbinically. B'chol inyan, anyway that you have meat and milk, it's prohibited. Aval tzli v'tigun hu kebishul v'asur min haTorah, but to roast and to fry, so that's biblically prohibited, that's no different than cooking. But if it's not cooked together, if the flavor is absorbed a different way, then it's not biblically prohibited. And here we're introduced to a new concept, the concept of kavush. Chazal tell us, kavush kimbushal. When you leave something soaking in a liquid for 24 hours, then it's as though you cooked it in that liquid. Now there's a machloket. Is that only if you have a sharp liquid like vinegar, or is that even in water? He's saying even if you left the meat sitting in the milk, and then after meitleit, after 24 hours, we say the flavor of the milk got absorbed in the meat. Nonetheless, that's not biblically prohibited. The Torah only prohibited cooking. And kavush is an extreme example, because kavush, we say, is kimvushal. Sitting something, leaving something in a liquid for 24 hours, it's as though you cooked it. And even though kavush is kimvushal, even though leaving it in the liquid for 24 hours is as though you cooked it,
With regard to this, we say it's not biblically prohibited, it's only rabbinically prohibited. The biblical prohibition is cooking meat with milk, roasting meat with milk, frying meat with milk, but not cooking. But not kavush kimbushal, not any other form which is just like cooking. Mm-hmm. Clear? Mm-hmm. What questions? Yeah.
What is the possible... I don't know. What's the possible implication? I mean, today when I cook something, what could...
Wait. This is just the beginning.
Okay.
So this is the introduction. We have to know what's biblical. Mm-hmm. Then we'll evolve into what's rabbinic. But first, he's just giving us the basic. The first, what do we need to know?
Does it go on with
this? Yeah, we'll continue.
Things,
everything here is going to be expanded on. Everything.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we know you're not allowed to eat. We wait 6 hours between meat and milk. I mean, we don't use the same dishes. He's not yet there.
Yeah.
He's just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have to know what's biblical. That's what's biblical. Now we're going to see what else is biblical and what else is rabbinic.
Mm-hmm.
Step by step.